Moncrief on News Talk.
Saoirse, Niamh, Sinead, Siobhan, it's great that we're using so many Irish names, but for non-Irish people, it can be difficult to get their tongue around. In the course of last year, there were 110,000 Google searches in the UK on how to pronounce IFA. At least they're trying, but many don't even bother. Someone with experience of this is our own Caoimhe Harney. Caoimhe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Paint a picture. What was the circumstances in which no one could pronounce your name properly?
Okay, so I lived out in New York for a few years and I worked in a bar out there, a few bars, but I had some really funny pronunciations. So my favourite one, which I actually kind of embodied, Kiomi.
Kiomi.
So like Naomi.
That sounds, that sounds like you're a Native American.
Like, I think it could actually take off as a name.
Yeah.
You know?
Kiomi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Another one, Coimbue was one.
Isn't
like
song?
The song. Yeah. I don't know. I was trying to remember what song that's from, but
yeah.
Is it The Lion King or something? But
The Lion Sleeps Tonight, I think
yeah,
it is.
That's
yeah.
It, yeah. So that one as well. And then just other random, just like, effortless attempts, I suppose. But then again, if you don't know Irish, like it's hard to do it.
But if when they get your name wrong, would you correct them? Would they make an attempt to try and
well,
get it right?
Well, usually when I tell them my name, if it was like an American person would be like, oh my God, I love your name. And then they'd ask what it was about. So I'd usually go into this whole spiel about, you know, Caoimhe is the feminine version of Caoimhine. Caoimhine in Irish means Kevin. And then they would like the name because, you know, Kevin was probably like their dad or something like that. You know, they'd kind of relate. And in fairness, they would want to learn how it's spelt. So
okay,
I would
enough.
Spell it out on a napkin or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Did you... Though you see, when you why did you tell them it was Kevin? Because that's almost a letdown. You know, you should make up something like she of the illustrious
well,
light of
mean,
heaven or something.
What does it mean? I think it means like tranquil, which I'm absolutely not. So I don't. Didn't
yeah,
really...
but you see, you should have said that. You know, something more kind of. But then when you'd done that, would they make a?
They'd make the effort.
They'd
yeah.
still call you a Wimberway or whatever.
No, they would. They would call me Caoimhe.
Yeah.
But like I would have. You know, I used to work for a company and they had offices in the States and in the UK. And I found like in the UK, they never tried to know what my name was. They might just say like C or something. Just shorten it.
Yeah.
You know, whereas the Americans, in fairness, they bought into it. Probably because they're all half Irish and whatnot.
Yeah. Maybe they're kind of more sensitive to kind of... racial differences
yeah,
and not
true.
To offend anybody, whereas perhaps in the UK it's like, what's your name?
Yeah, and like I'm surprised IFA is the most searched because it's
the easiest
common one.
Yeah,
it's quite common. Like other ones that I would see now, like say even in Ireland, right? There's a lot of people pronounce names differently.
Mm.
So like even for my own name, right? People like I call myself Caoimhe, but there are people who call themselves Caoimhe. And then like half of my family, because my parents never corrected them when I was younger, just FYI to any of my family that are listening,
oh, no.
who call me Caoimhe, like I actually go by Caoimhe, but you know, they even go Caoimhe. And I don't know, is that like a Midlands thing? Because I'm
Caoimhe?
From Kildare. Yeah.
Yeah, Caoimhe. That's unfortunate. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's a strange thing. But just going back to what you were saying about the Americans seem more interested, whereas British people just were intolerant of it, would you say?
I'd say there's kind of a... I think it's just that they don't care. I don't want to paint all people from Britain or the UK with the same brush, but just in my experience, maybe it was just a bad company. Perhaps.
Yeah. But if you were talking to somebody on the phone and said your name,
yeah.
even now, when
yeah.
you're talking on the phone to people, non-Irish people, and you say your first name,
yeah.
did they repeat your name back to you?
Not really. Really, it would be Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just find that they care more.
Yeah.
So they British generally care more a little bit about things anyway. They have interest in different topics maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. British people are weird really, aren't they? Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. This poll kind of said people were looking for IFA and Saoirse and... But a lot of them, if you break them down, they're kind of easy to say, I would have thought.
Well, like Saoirse, and again, is another one that you could say, like Saoirse Ronan says Saoirse.
Yeah.
And that's how she says it, right? So I have a friend called Saoirse. She's from Kildare. A lot of people around Kildare, Dublin, like in the Pale would say Saoirse. But like if you go down the country, they say Saoirse. So like there's that different pronunciation as well. Like I have a friend, her parents are from Cork and her sister's called Niamh in her house. But like in Kildare, people just say Niamh.
Yeah.
Or Sinead, kind of, people say Sinead in Dublin.
Yeah, but when people say that Niamh, it's like we're real Gael girls. We're saying it properly.
Niamh.
Whereas we're like, they're just going Niamh. It's just, you know, a name.
Does anyone ever mispronounce your name?
Oh, no, my surname. All the time. Now, not so much recently, but like it used to be, I used to get McCreef or Mulcreef. And even now, people will email in. Usually, if they're given out, they've completely spelled my name wrong.
Okay.
That's what I find. Anger.
Big fan of the show.
Yeah, anger leads to it. I met a girl in Tesco, a student working at the till. Her name was Sive. She'd been working in the US for the summer. She had to queue up for something in a waiting room. After a while, she noticed the same strange thing being called out. So when she really listened, they were saying, "Would sad HBH please come to reception?" Says Fiona. My name is Jermot. Another person, when I lived abroad, I would make up a name for my Starbucks order. The most annoying is Irish people who insist on calling me Dermot. Try being a Siobhan in the 90s in London was a pain in the neck. I got called everything under the sun. It was very frustrating. In the hundreds, a few famous Siobhans came about and it made life a lot easier for me. British people just need a celeb use as a reference point. Yeah, that's probably true. I provide tours for US visitors. We often chat about names. I find it interesting that Irish people don't really get how Irish Americans sometimes name their kids. For example, native people often use Irish language names such as Siobhan, Aoife, etc. But Americans want to be saying the name of places in Ireland so they feel connected. I had a family last week and the kids were Dublin and Liffey. Oh, good God. Which is not that common. But more common is Kerry and Shannon. That's true, yeah, says Eamon. From Chaperone VIP Tours. Good man, Eamon. I once heard a story of someone called Ivni, phonetically spelled. They said her mum saw the name written down and really liked it. When asked to spell it, she spelled it out as Yvonne. Right. Okay. That was Kiomi Harney there. Thank you very much, Kiomi, for coming into us today. Well, you didn't have come that far, in fairness.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.